Good morning, everybody. More Big Show to come. Hang where you are.
Yo, what's up? This is Ike. And for all the 411 you need on all things redneck, just check out my two favorite crackers, John Bro and Bidley, right here on the Big Show. I'd listen to something else my own self, but white boy Patrick done broke off the knob in the Cadillac. Patrick! Never mind. Peace out.
Tuesday, October the 5th. And we got a whole crew in here ready to put on Big Tuesday broadcast. John Boy and Billy.
Yo.
Tater.
Hi.
Randy.
Hello.
Jackie and Dave behind the glass.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Tater sounds like she's doing some work under the hood of her car.
Pearl was coming for her scritches.
Oh, okay.
She was bent down to Pearl's level right there.
And you know, anytime she bends her head down, it gets muffled. I don't know why.
Right, yeah.
Let's see what national days we're working on this October the 5th. It's National Get Funky Day.
Everybody.
Well, I picture Lawrence Welk. It's a time to get funky.
Just get down with it and get a nasty.
All right, so funky with enthusiasm. All right.
Oh, well.
It's National Do Something Nice Day. All right,
Tater.
We have a day. Do something nice.
And actually, Tater,
and get it over with.
Tater is one of the most nice, most gracious, pleasant person that I know. I mean, everything that you do gets a thank you from her.
However,
have you ever noticed that? You walk in the room, I'm tired. Oh, well, thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
She might be facetious.
Well, I was waiting for the however. There's no however.
But.
Say it's National Apple Betty Day.
What is that?
It says it's similar to what is known as Apple Crisp, Crumbler, or Cobbler.
Okay. But so naturally they went with Betty, which is the least common one.
I do not understand that. Mm. Okay. Apple Betty. Today is National Rhode Island Day. Recognizes that, the last colony to join the Union was Rhode Island.
We almost lost it because it's so small.
Pearl's got people there, apparently.
Rhode Island Day. And finally, it's National Fruit at Work Day. Oh, maybe Phil McCracken will join us.
Oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness. I thought y'all were going to look at me again.
No. This encourages some fruitiness to get you through the day.
Only time there's ever fruit here is if Jackie cuts up the cantaloupe and brings it in. It brings grapes.
That's true. Okay, so fruit at work day. All right, well, we're out of that. But Apple Betty, no, we're not going to get any of that here either. Mm-mm. We can do something nice and get funky.
Fruit. Good work.
Prove it.
We got our 3 dates in this. They're saved up. It'll be very important. That's where we'll get our categories of outbursts, get our first prize pack out, and get ready for the winning. All right? Big Joe's on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. First prize pack this morning, a variety pack of Astera Labs products. It's pharmaceutical grade CBD made in the USA. No bitter aftertaste. So go to BigShow.com, click on the Astera Labs banner, enter code JBB, get 20% off on all CBD products. Must be 18 to win. Let's get you ready for it right here. What are 3 dates in history? October the 5th, it was 1892, the Dalton Gang. Notorious for its train robberies, it was practically wiped out while attempting to rob a pair of banks in Coffeyville, Kansas.
Should have stuck
on
the train.
That's what I was saying. Banks ain't moving. Hard to jump off one of them. Right? It was on this date, 1995, in Nkuma, Uganda. A thief was convicted of stealing an elderly man's big edible rat.
Oh,
the rat napper was sentenced to 12 strokes of the cane in order to trap 5 edible rats for his victim.
Mm. Yeah, I've never eaten a rat. I've eaten rattlesnake and squirrel and every other varmint you could name, but I've never.
They ain't never been that hungry, huh?
No, not yet.
Let's move up to this date in 2013. Two teenagers in Morocco were arrested for posting a picture of themselves kissing on Facebook. The teens, a 15-year-old and 14-year-old, were taken into custody for violating public decency after a newspaper printed the photo.
Go trap some edible rats.
2013, can't have kissing on Facebook. All right. Well, there you go. There's the categories. 1-800-BIG-SHOWS. You toll free line. We play Outburst next. Good morning. It's a big show on the radio for you Tuesday, October the 5th. And our video today is brought to you by the Bank of America Roval 400 this Sunday. Shawnee Motor Speedway. Get your tickets going to thebigshow.com, clicking on the banner. And that's where you'll see our video. This custom pickup mod should be standard equipment.
It's amazing.
All right. It looks nice. All right. Check it out, thebigshow.com. And right now, good eye Tuesday. Win it again, and that's the goal.
Outburst. Let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
And say hey to Rocky from Boiling Springs, North Carolina.
We'll have a big show time.
Rocky! Good morning, Rocky.
How you guys doing?
Hey, man, we doing good. How you so far?
Oh, lovely so far.
That sounds lovely. All right, Rocky, we pulling for you, buddy. Let's get through these categories and get you this big old prize pack. You ready to go?
Yes, sir.
In honor of the Dalton Gang, three things on a train. Ready to go?
Conductor, money, cargo.
Yeah, all right then. Now, in honor of Kuma, Uganda, three things you catch in a trap. Ready to go?
A mouse, a bear, and a rabbit.
All right, good. And for the win, three things people take pictures of for Facebook. Ready to go?
Pet, kissing, and food.
All right. Babies and kitties and stuff. Oh, my. And, Rocky, you got a big old Astera Labs prize package. Head over to Boiling Springs for you.
Hey, man, I appreciate that. And I give a little shout-out.
Of course you can.
I give a shout-out to all my friends and buddies over at the Vintage Dog down there in Boiling Springs, North Carolina.
Well, all right there, Rocky. Appreciate you and your buds listening to the big show.
Hey, man, I appreciate you. We enjoy it.
Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Right on the other side, something special for our early morning risers. Visit with Tarmac the Magnificent. Tuesday morning, Big Show's on the radio. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time once again for our mysterious visitor from the East, the all-seeing, all-knowing, and former financial conservator to Britney Spears, Tarmac the Magnificent.
What a great job for a while. And then Daddy showed up.
Come back, I hold in my hands the envelopes. As a child of four can plainly see, these envelopes are hermetically sealed. They've been kept in a mayonnaise jar in Cardi B's underwear drawer since noon yesterday. Ew. So no one knows the contents of these envelopes. But you and your mystical and semi-divine way will ascertain the answers to these questions, having never before seen the questions. Are you ready?
I am.
Well, there's envelope number one.
The Pineapple Express.
The Pineapple Express.
Name a drink made with fruit juice and stool softener.
All right. Envelope number two.
The Vaccine Mandate.
The Vaccine Mandate.
Describe Caitlyn Jenner having dinner with a Pfizer rep.
You are good.
See, who can't be topical?
Envelope number three.
Little Uzi Vert.
Heard that on Tatertainment News. Little Uzi Vert.
What do you get if your little vert gets infected?
Some of these are made for breakfast time.
No. You know?
And we're in envelope number four.
Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo.
What gets under your Scooby when you leave it on the porch all night? Is that a little more breakfast friendly?
Yeah, yeah. And we're in envelope number five.
Pac-Man.
Pac-Man.
What will Tommy Chong do if his wife ever throws him out of the house, man?
Like it. And we're in envelope number six.
Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz.
Who starred in the worst Mission Impossible movie ever?
Tom, I got it. Here we are, envelope number seven.
Tiny House.
Tiny House.
Name a show about a doctor who's 3 feet tall.
Sometimes it helps to write these down.
I get it.
Yeah, we're at envelope number eight.
The View.
The View.
What's the worst part of getting a lap dance from Whoopi Goldberg? One of many bad things. That's probably the worst.
And Tarmac, I hold in my hands the final envelope.
Okay, fine. Be that way. Clickbait.
Clickbait.
What does John Boy do on the Bass Pro Shops website?
I got you, Tarmac, the Magnificent.
I'm out of here.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Well, let's go out to California for a recent Caitlyn Jenner for Governor rally with Gary Busey.
Hey, everybody. This thing on. Thanks for coming to this Caitlyn Jenner for Governor shindig. As you know, the recall fell apart. I'm sure the voting was on the level. So we're aiming for the general election. Listen, everybody help yourself to that open bar. I know I have. Now, this is Smash Mouth that's supposed to be here to do a few numbers, but I guess they're out walking on the sun or something because they're a no-show. But I reckon me and the boys can scrub one off. I'd like to dedicate this song to the next governor of California. Hit it, boys!
Sounds corny. Clean up them streets and shut down all that porn. There's one gal for the job as she makes
all our stresses. We need a real red, white, and blue stud. I know a stud, and she wears dresses, and she won't be a dud. She got crossed eyes and big fake boobies, stands up to pee and sometimes smokes doobies. Got lots of fans and some real weird groupies. She needs your vote, so don't be stupid. I won't vote for anybody else. Can't believe I know her, I pinch myself. Yeah, I won't vote for anybody else. Oh no, oh no, oh no. Here she is, folks. Check her out. My dream girl, the next governor of California. She is the total package. And by package, I don't mean, well, you know what y'all call a package. Oh, hell, ain't you got another verse? I hear her talk, and my tummy gets jiggly, and my other parts get all twitchy and wiggly. She makes me squeal like a little piggly. I grin ear to ear, and I get all giggly. I won't vote for anybody else. Can't believe I know her, I pinch myself. No, I won't vote for anybody else. Oh no, oh no, oh no. Hey baby girl, I'll vote for you and nobody else. You make me wanna pinch myself. If you want, I pinch myself, and you can pinch me too.
Caitlin, Governor for Jenner, write them checks, you tight asses.
Good morning, everybody. The Big Show is right here on the radio.
Saints be praised. You're listening to two fine lads, two boys dedicated to putting a smile on your face and a song in your heart, as long as you buy their bloody grilling sauce. John Boy and Billy on the Big Show. Faith and Begorra.
Good morning, it's the Big Show on the radio. Tuesday, October the 5th, you having a birthday today. Happy birthday. Who are you sharing one with? Well, you got singer, guitarist Steve Miller is 78 years old today. Wow, about that. When he was four, legendary jazz guitarist Les Paul, a friend of Miller's dad, taught Steve some chords and the rest is history. By age 12, he had his own band. All right, Steve Miller. Of course, the Joker, his song, we always talk about the pompous of love. And yes, it's true, pompous is not a real word. It's a word made up by Steve. And when asked what it means, he says, whatever you want it to mean.
Good answer.
The pompous of love. I guess it just sounded good in the song, isn't it? What about some people call me Maurice? And then this drummer yelled out, Morris! Tip of the hat to Gary Hanson there. All right. And yeah, it looks like it. All right. Mainly, happy birthday to you. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. We go to we get a winner, and that means somebody will win the big old Liquid Performance Automotive Cleaning and Detailing Kit in the John Boy and Billy Bucket. All products available at your local Napa Auto Parts store. We got a setup. You go to thebigshow.com, click on the Liquid Performance banner. You can get 20% off all products. Just enter code JBB at checkout. Hang on. We'll play for it in minutes. But right now, from the desk of Tatertainment News, what to watch? Here's Marcy Tater Moran.
Thank you. Going to look at the weekend box office first. Opening at number one, Venom, Let There Be Carnage.
The happiest that title has ever been said by anybody.
I love that, that series, but it's just so bizarre. I mean, it came from a comic book, right, Billy?
Right. Yeah.
But it's just, I mean, he's like a monster hiding inside of a man.
Well, hold on. It's about to get worse.
No, Tom Hardy. Is that right? Yes, he stars in a sequel loosely set in the Spider-Man universe, and Venom is back, and there's a new turd in the punch bowl. Woody Harrelson.
Huh?
Woody Harrelson as Carnage, who's a red version of Venom that's even crazier than the original.
A red version.
Yeah.
So is he just colored red? Mm.
That's what R-E-D means.
No, he beats up a lot of people, too.
Well, it was a commie version.
No, he's just really well read. You know, so he. Uh-huh. Yeah. All right.
So, yes, I'm sorry. Woody Harrelson is in this along with Tom Hardy. In second place came Addams Family 2, a CGI animated sequel with America's spookiest family just in time for Halloween. Marvel's Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings drops to third place, finally, out of the number one spot. Followed by the Sopranos prequel movie, The Many Saints of Newark, and the movie musical, Dear Evan Hansen. I've heard critics really kind of not like the prequel to The Sopranos.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Many Saints of Newark.
It's set in like 1967 or something.
It's supposed to be
a young Tony Soprano.
And it's actually played by James Gandolfini's son.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but critics aren't.
A few of them. Yep. On the streaming side of things, Netflix finally got the online rights to Seinfeld. All seasons streaming now on Netflix. But the biggest hit on Netflix right now is Squid Game. Now, this is a story of a Hunger Games-style reality show that ropes financially desperate contestants into playing classic children's games where the losers not only don't get any money, but they end up dead.
I'm guessing they don't know all of this going into it.
It's the number one streamer on Netflix right now.
So you'd really be fighting for that last chair on musical chairs.
I'm telling you.
Last day with Hunger Games, you know. They didn't know that they were, like, going to be picked off. So it's the number one streamer on Netflix and might be on the way to being their biggest hit ever.
That's right. Watch out, Tiger King.
Wow. How about that?
Take that, Joe Exotic.
It's become a huge hit in the last couple of weeks. It really has.
Man.
Also hot, the new Netflix original movie, The Guilty. Jake Gyllenhaal plays a cop who's working the 911 hotline and gets a call from a woman who's been kidnapped, and he races the clock to track her down.
We watched that over the weekend. It's really well done.
Did it make you nervous?
It's a really good movie because it's very claustrophobic because he's in the 911 call center and there's just a handful of people there, and it's mostly him talking to people on the phone the whole movie.
So is it like real time, like 24
hours?
It's
not real time, but it's a very compressed timeline.
Nice.
Things happen fast. I enjoyed it. It's got some weird twists and turns along the way, too.
I'll have to check that out. Yeah.
And this one's for you, John Boy. Hulu has a month-long film festival called Huluween.
Huluween.
Spoiler alert. Lots of scary stuff just in time for Halloween. Around Huluween.
Now, I heard one critic who was really not liking Ted Lasso.
I hadn't watched when I officially declared the second season sucked for Ted Lasso. Mm. Yeah, I hadn't watched the Lasso, so I'll have to get to that.
That is not how I thought that was going to go. I thought he was going to take back what he said.
Give it one more chance, but I don't know.
For those of you who missed it, we talked about Ted Lasso being awesome season one, but Ted Lasso 2 sucking, right?
According to one critic who shall remain unnamed.
John Boy.
That's a wrap of what to watch, you guys.
Good deal. Well, let's get us a winner. Let's play John Boy Jeopardy. Review yesterday's question. Like it or not, most of us will have to buy one of these eventually. Did you know that since 1970, their average width has increased from 22 inches to 28 inches?
A casket.
Yeah, looks like we've grown wider since 1970.
Who didn't know that? Yeah.
Today's John Boy Jeopardy. This U.S. venue can seat up to 400,000 fans, which officially makes it the largest capacity sporting facility in the world.
What is the dinner table at the Wayans' house? There's so many of them.
What y'all got? 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio, rolling through you Tuesday. Check out the video today. It's brought to you by the Bank of America Roval 400 this Sunday at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Still get your tickets clicking on the banner at thebigshow.com. Where you'll see our video. This custom pickup mod should be standard equipment. See if you agree. Check it out, thebigshow.com. And right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's John Boy Jeopardy.
And now, a man who came to work today with a killer case of the Tuesdays. We're not even sure what that is.
He's John Boy.
All day long, hang. Let's say hey to Tom out of Cary, North Carolina. Good morning, Tom.
Gracious, good morning, John Boy.
Good morning. I like the way you talk.
Yeah, let me just say, ooh-ah, ooh-ah, ooh-ah.
We are definitely on that same wavelength, Thomas. All right, Dom, well, you first in here. Let's see what you got. This U.S. venue can seat up to 400,000 fans, which officially makes it the largest capacity sporting facility in the world.
I kind of blanked on this one, but I'm going to try for the Mercedes-Benz Arena in Atlanta, Georgia.
All right. Mercedes-Benz Arena, Atlanta, Georgia.
Southern is
safe. Oh, there's a big one. As far as for that, yeah, I won't pontificate. I mean, pontificate is not thinking, is it? So I won't think. It doesn't sound like I am thinking. So good. No. We're all right.
Whatever it is you're trying not to do, you're doing great so far.
Yeah. All right, thanks. Hey, Tom, we appreciate you playing, buddy. You have a great day.
You too, John Boy.
All right, man. Let's go to Lindsay in Lugoff, South Carolina. Good morning, Lindsay.
So you see, Jimbo and Bobby and the whole gang.
Hey, buddy, here at work trying to give away some prizes, and you're up. See what you got. The largest capacity sporting facility in the world. You had a Mercedes deal down in Atlanta. Don't hold 400,000.
Not even in the top 10.
No, it's not. All right. Well, so what you thinking, Lindsay?
I'm going to have to go with Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Oh, you say the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Southern is safe.
Look at you knowing that. Yes, sir. You know, it's got capacity for 257,000 people, but then they can add another 143,000 in the infield, a very large infield, wow. You know, golf course and everything in there. All right. Well, good work, Lindsay. And by the way, just looking at the list there, Charlotte Motor Speedway, home of the Roval 400 this weekend.
And right
above number six on the list.
Right above that at number five, Texas Motor Speedway.
Texas is number five. I see that. And Bristol is number 10.
How about that?
The Great Coliseum. All right. Yes. Oh, a lot of racetracks. All right. Putting butts in seats. Well, good work here, Lindsay. You got the big old Liquid Performance prize pack. All right. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. That'll put us about 20 minutes away from a brand new Big Show Top 10 list. All right. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Special shout out going to anybody who's stuck in husband prison.
I hear my wife a-coming, she's coming through the den. I won't be watching football till I fix this dryer vent. You know I'm stuck in husband prison until I hang these blinds. Ooh, I hope my team's a-winning or not too far behind. When I was a young boy, my father told me, son, don't ever get married, invest your money in trucks and guns. You know I'm stuck in husband prison, I miss my old Dodge Ram. Because my wife, she made me trade it in for a minivan. Took off last Friday, so I hooked up my boat. But before I could leave, my wife said, come help fold these clothes. You know I'm stuck in husband prison until these pants are dry. Oh, I hear the fish are biting, and it makes me want to cry.
What would you do if you ever got divorced, Charlie?
If I were divorced tomorrow and all the girls were mine, I wouldn't know what to do because it's been a long time. I'm doing life in husband prison, giving myself a hand. You know, I just might get lucky if I quit this stupid band.
I don't beat yourself up, Charlie, probably not. Good morning, it's a Big Show on the radio, rolling through you Tuesday, October the 5th. All right, here we go, brand new top 10 list. Take it, Billy.
Well, it's the spookiest month of the year. It's time for our annual rundown of bad ideas in seasonal attire. Here they are, the top 10 worst-selling Halloween costumes of the year. Right. Number 10, Jehovah's Witness. Number 9, extended car warranty salesman.
Oh, yes.
Number 8, slutty COVID test nose swab technician. I don't even know what that looks like. Number 7, crackhead in a Girl Scout uniform with a box of 2-year-old Do-Si-Dos. Number 6, SpongeBob booty shorts. Number 5, Gary Busey on bath salts.
Oh.
Number 4, Gary Busey not on bath salts. Number 3, Dr. Pimple Popper medicine woman. Number 2, the Mucinex booger. And the worst costume of the year, Pearl the Dog the Bounty Hunter.
It's a Big Show on the radio. John Boy, Billy, Tater, Pillars, Randy, Jackie, and you listening.
Hiya, pal! You are listening to two of the funniest guys on the radio. And my fraternity brothers at the Raccoon Lodge. John Boy and Billy on the Big Show. Are they funny? Are they funny? Oh, ho, 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 ho.
Good Tuesday morning. Big Show's on the radio. We got your bonus top 10 list here. Good morning. The Big Show's on the radio. Our latest redneck top 10 list. How many is this? 83?
Yeah. 84, actually, I think it is.
Telling Jeff Foxworthy, go back to the redneck stuff. Now, his this show was better than the last one. But no, enough about him. Let's talk about us.
Okay.
You may be a redneck if number 10... Thank you. You read the Auto Trader with a highlight pen. You may be a redneck if the Salvation Army declines your mattress. Number 8, if you've ever raked leaves in your kitchen. Number 7, your wife's job requires her to wear any type of orange vest. Number 6, you were shooting pool when any of your kids were born. You have the local taxidermist number on speed dial. If you've ever hit a deer with your car on purpose. Number 4. If you've... wait a minute. Number 3. If the home shopping operator recognizes your voice. Number 2. If you've ever been involved in a custody fight over a hunting dog. Mm. And a number 1 sign, you may be a redneck if your kids take a siphon hose to show and tell. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, the easiest way for you to score a prize pack this morning, it's a current events quiz. Take C, get a Mount Olive Pickle prize pack, includes Mount Olive hat, T-shirt, stainless tumbler, and pickle juicers. It's the latest innovation from the corner of cucumber and vine pickle juicers. And convenient 2-ounce shooters, 64-ounce jugs, Mount Olive Pickles, making great products since 1926. Hang on, we'll play for it in just a couple of minutes. But first, even with our current situation, there's always something exciting happening in dismal seepage, South Carolina. And here to tell us all about it is the mayor himself, the Honorable Merwin Q. Fiddleswoop. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, John Boy, and greetings to all your wonderful listeners, even the ones who send me hate mail.
Wait, our listeners are sending you hate mail?
Shocking, isn't it?
Yes.
That's your people.
Well, what sort of hate mail are they sending?
Well, to be fair, it doesn't really start out as hate mail. It's usually just, you know, suggestions about new festivals and ideas on how to improve current ones.
Well, to me it sounds like they're just trying to be helpful.
Well, I take it as a sign of disrespect.
Hmm.
Hey, Goober, I don't come to where you work and tell you how to empty the porta-johns. You know, and then one thing leads to another, and a few emails later, I'm insulting their family.
Mm.
I tell you what, I must be pretty accurate, too. They get pretty steamed.
What kind of insults?
Well, I don't want to get specific, but a lot of guys must be married to sluts.
Sounds like you bring that hate mail on yourself.
You know, John Boy, this weekend is going to be sweet and dismal stupid. With our first annual ice cream social distancing days.
Ah, the old-fashioned ice cream social. That sounds neat.
Neat? Neat. Who are you, Eddie Haskell? It's a weekend of ice cream and good times, John Boy. 6 feet apart. Sponsored by Ben and Terry's Ice Cream Delight.
But don't you mean Ben and Jerry's?
No, we tried them and they said no.
Ah, what happened? Did you insult them?
The weekend kicks off with a big parade down Main Street, and our grand marshals, those kiddie show icons, the Banana Splits. Isn't that neat?
Very nostalgic. You know, I always enjoyed them.
Oh, yeah, they're good guys. But, you know, Drooper is a bit of a handful. He's got a no moonshine rider in his contract.
Wow, who knew?
There's activities aplenty. Ice cream tastings in the main tent featuring some pretty exotic flavors.
Like?
Oh, damn it, I knew you'd ask. Hold on a second, let me try that. Okay, here it is. Peach and pickled herring. Salted caramel suet. Squid macaroon. Mayor sweat mint chip. Oh, here's my favorite. Chunky blue toilet water.
Ooh, what are the chunks?
Well, it looks like chocolate, but I don't really know.
Okay, so who is going to be trying those?
Oh, please, it's right next to the frozen margarita tent, like they're not going to try them. And these are your people. There's a milkshake brings all the boys to the yard dance contest. Women 18 and over gravitating to the latest hip tunes, all while trying to drink a milkshake.
That sounds kind of messy.
Yeah, it does. And the... And the grand finale is a comedy show by insult comic Murder Hornet.
What? There's a comic called Murder Hornet?
Well, he says he's Killer Bee's cousin, but that might be a lie. It's going to be a great weekend, John Boy. 1,000 gallons of ice cream in all your favorite flavors.
1,000 gallons? Well, that's a lot. So who gets the leftovers, you?
So come on down this weekend. Big Dismal Seepage Ice Cream Social Distancing Days. It's going to be neat, idiot.
I don't do that, Mayor. Hey, y'all, let's play the current events quiz. Bidley, what are we dealing with?
MIT makes a scientific breakthrough with help from spinach.
All right. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line across America. Take C, you win. We play next. Good Tuesday morning. Big Show's on the radio. Rolling through you October the 5th. Our video today is brought to you by the Bank of America Roval 400. It is this Sunday at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Get your tickets. Just click on the banner at thebigshow.com. And check out the video. This custom pickup should be standard equipment. This modified man's cool. You can hide your tools. Oh, man, you got to see it. I love that. It's right there at thebigshow.com. I'm all excited, ain't I? If I ever use some tools, boy, that's where I put them. Thank you, Pearl. All right. Pep Squad, we ready?
Ready? Okay. Comb your hair and take a whiz. It's time for the current events quiz. Tennessee.
Yay. And let's say hey to Diane from Charlotte, North Carolina. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, John Boy. How are you?
Oh, just peachy, baby. Thank you. I'm fuzzy and I got a pit in my stomach. So it's peachy.
Hey, what can we say?
We'll workshop some more peach material a little later on.
Would
thanks,
y'all
Diane.
Like to be alone?
No, we're
okay,
all right.
Okay, because it's going great so far.
That's what I felt. Yeah. All right, Diane, listen to Biddley and win this prize pack.
Well, a team of scientists at MIT have engineered a new kind of spinach plant that can communicate with humans via email. No, the spinach does not have a Gmail account. The plants, basically, are capable of detecting a substance in the soil called nitroaromatics. It's a compound that's often found in explosives and landmines. The plants emit a biological signal when they detect it that can be picked up by an infrared camera that's programmed to relay the findings back to the lab in the form of an email message. So technically, the plant really is sending an email.
Wow.
It's still early, but the team thinks the technology could someday be used to keep track of long-term changes in the environment. For more on the story, go to upi.com and search for A, spinach learns to talk, B, new tech uses plants to spot landmines, or C, coming soon, even more emails in your inbox from complete vegetables.
What you got, Diane?
I'm going to have to go see with that.
Yeah. That's all I need.
Hey, John Boy, can I give a shout-out?
Oh, of course you can.
With a little bit of backstory.
Okay.
Okay, so I won't take long. About 20 years ago, I had met you guys at the airport. I work for a major airline in Charlotte, and you guys used to fly all the time. So I met you, and you were very, very nice. And you gave me the opportunity 20 years and a day ago to give a shout-out to my husband for our anniversary.
Oh.
So fast forward 20 years and a day, I am giving another shout out to my husband, Steve, for our 30th wedding anniversary.
Oh.
Love ya. Mean it, honey.
Oh, okay. Now shout out to your husband. Oh, that is so sweet. How about that, man? I love covering some time.
I appreciate you guys so much. This is great.
Oh, good. And we appreciate you, baby. Will you hang on, Jackie? Hook you up with your big old Mountain Island Pickles prize pack. Our anniversary present to you.
Thank you so much. I love you both. I love you all.
No, we love you more.
My God, are you still talking?
Shut up, Randy. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Right on the other side, our time capsule for this October the 5th. Glad you listen right now. You get to hear it. Hang on for it.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
Nobody covers weather like the Weather Channel. The satellite maps, the live reports, and everyone's favorite, the local forecast music. Now, Montavani Records presents The Weather Channel, the original soundtrack album. 32 all-time Weather Channel favorites, including... But wait, you also get... And 17 other Weather Channel favorites. Get that great Weather Channel feeling anytime with The Weather Channel, the original soundtrack. Order now and we'll send you volume 2 featuring the unforgettable plus and many more. Two big albums, 36 Weather Channel favorites, the perfect addition to your music library. Two cassettes, $19.95, two CDs, $21.95, two 8-tracks, $6.50. The Weather Channel, the original soundtrack. Order now.
Credit card customers call toll-free 1-800-555-SCHMALTZ. The Weather Channel, the original soundtrack. Order today.
John Boy and Billy.
Dad, I've never seen you so happy. Does this have something to do with the naked lady you were in bed with?
Morning radio done right.
Good morning, it's a Big Show on the radio. In about 20 minutes, catch up with the Pac-Man. He catches us up on all things college football. More upsets over the weekend, so what Pac got to say, and what good games we got coming up this weekend. Right now, let's act.
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, Myrtle's New Hat. As our story opens, Myrtle Bethede and her boyfriend Charlie are strolling along the shore, enjoying an end-of-summer weekend in Gulf Shores, Alabama.
Hey, Myrtle, I told you Gulf Shores is the prettiest beach in Alabama.
Well, you were right, sweetie. It's mighty nice, although the wind is a tad whippy for my taste.
Well, you do tend to get a stout ocean breeze when you're, you know, strolling along the edge of the ocean. You know, sweetie, I think part of your problem might be you got on a hat the size of a doggone beach umbrella.
Charlie, I know my hat's big. That's how come I bought it. The doctor just put me on some new kind of medicine, says it makes my skin more sensitive to the sun.
Uh-huh.
And he told me to wear a hat when I go outdoors so I don't get sunburned.
Well, I'd say mission accomplished on that.
The gal at Hat Hut showed me another one with a scarf sewed on it that you can tie up under your chin. Man, I kind of wish I'd bought that one.
Well, if you calm down, maybe we can go swap it out after lunch. How's that? Speaking of fashion tips, you got a little commotion going on around your bottom half there, too.
Do what now?
The breeze is blowing up your moo-moo. Kind of a lot.
You say it is?
Yeah, let's just say if you was Victoria, I'd know all your secrets by now.
Well, ain't a thing in the world I could do about it, because you see, I need both hands to keep this dadgum hat from blowing off.
So, you ain't worried about everybody on the beach being able to see your undercarriage?
Shoot, no. Anything they see down there is 85 years old. But this hat, it's brand new.
Son of a...
We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse.
Woo!
Tune in again next time. We'll hear the crusty old lady at Hat Hut say,
"Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar."
Good morning, everybody. The Big Show is on the radio. Still a lot more coming at you. Hey, 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 listen up. My name is Matt Foley. I'm a motivational speaker. I am 35 years old. I am thrice divorced. And every morning I listen to John Boy and Billy on the Big Show when I wake up in a van down by the river. Go on and laugh. At least the radio works.
Good morning, it's the Big Show on the radio. All right, in minutes is Pac-Man. Yeah, he ain't got to worry about driving fast, getting to the studio. He's just got to go downstairs in his house. He's got to go
here. Right?
It brings us to this bonus top 10 list. Top 10 traffic excuses. Long continuous roll will be good. Number 10. I was almost out of gas and was trying to get to a filling station as fast as I could. Number 9, I was speeding because the baby needed changing and I couldn't stand the smell. Number 8, I had to speed. My girlfriend had to go to the bathroom.
Mm.
Number 7, I didn't know the light was red. I'm colorblind. Number 6, I was trying to get off the radar screen. Number 5, gee, I didn't even know there were that many miles in an hour.
We've actually used that one.
Number 4, I was running late for a funeral.
Mm.
Number 3, I had just washed my car and was trying to air dry it. Number 2, I left my bra at my boyfriend's house.
Oh.
And the number 1, traffic excuse, my wife called and said she wanted to get pregnant. All right, mighty fine, mighty fine. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play Wordy Word. The winner gets a Liquid Performance automotive cleaning and detailing kit. Liquid Performance, the world's highest quality full synthetic gasoline and diesel fuel additives, available at all Napa Auto Parts stores. All right, let's bring in the man. It's Mark Packer, all things college football, with our bud, the Pac-Man. What's up, Pac?
Good morning, John Boy, Billy, and crew. We have made it to October, and Johnny, the hits just keep on coming. If you're ranked, you're in trouble. 9 AP-ranked teams went down over the weekend. That now makes 34 ranked teams in the AP poll have lost through 5 weeks of the season. 18 of those to unranked teams. That is a record in both categories. So, like I said, if you're ranked, be careful. It doesn't matter what that number is beside your name. It's just a totally upside-down world in college football. But with that said, something doesn't change, and that is at the very top. Alabama and Georgia, two big-time SEC showdowns, a little Southern Fried football over the weekend. Bama beats up on Ole Miss, 42-21. Again, that was not that close. I don't know if you saw it, but before the game, Lane Kiffin, the coach at Ole Miss, going to get interviewed right before the kickoff. He puts the headset on, and the sweetheart asks the question, hey, what are you going to do? And he says, listen, grab your popcorn, and throws the microphone down. Right, so throws his headset down. Yeah. Alabama proceeds to beat him senseless, shut him out in the first half. No popcorn necessary. Prior to that game, Georgia is going to jump on Arkansas. The Hogs, one of the best stories of the year, crack into the top 10. They go down to Athens and get pulverized, 37-0. That Georgia defense is simply awesome. They have played three SEC conference games, and Georgia is not only 3-0, but they've outscored the opposition 139-13, Johnny. That defense is great. So Bama, Georgia, 1-2 at the top of the polls. Not that they really matter now, because about a month from now when the college football playoff poll comes out, that's the one that matters. But, boy, they are playing really, really big-time football. In the latest poll, though, however, Iowa is 3, Penn State is 4. The reason I bring it up is because they play each other this weekend. Ooh. Penn State on the road at Iowa, which should be out of sight. In the ACC, there's only one team left that's undefeated, Johnny. Wake Forest.
How about the them Demon Deacons, man?
How about that, huh? They are 3-0 in the ACC. First time that's happened since 2011. Dave Clawson has done a brilliant job in Winston-Salem. They get by Louisville over the weekend, and the Demon Deacons head to Syracuse this weekend to see what happens. They've also cracked the top 20 in the AP poll. And speaking of the poll, the Clemson Tigers won over the weekend. They held on to knock off Boston College in a late defensive surge to win the game. But by winning, they actually dropped out of the AP Top 25. Why I bring that up? It snapped a string of 107 consecutive polls in which the Tigers are ranked in the AP. They had been ranked since November of 2014, but now they find themselves on the outside looking in as they try to solve their offensive woes moving forward. So, again, totally upside down. It's wacky. It's goofy. But that's what makes it fun. In fact, if you go back to the preseason, the AP Top 25 preseason, four top 10 teams are already out of the poll, and nine of the top 17 are out of the poll.
The whole in the trial preseason. Is out of order. It's crazy.
I mean, nothing seems to make any sense. Everything's upside down. But in the year of the transfer portal, the super senior, which is basically a six-year senior, you see a lot of teams who got old and experienced, and they are causing all kinds of trouble all over the country. But great games, though, coming up this week, though, Johnny. The Big Ten, I told you about Penn State and Iowa, number 3 and number 4 getting after each other. The Big 12, boy, you want to be down in Dallas. It's OU-Texas week, or Texas-OU, depending on who you ask. And that is a party like nobody's business. And in the SEC, a bunch of good games. Georgia goes to the loveliest village on the plains to take on Auburn, who's fresh off of upsetting LSU in Tiger Stadium. Bama goes to Texas A&M. The Aggies were upset at home by Mississippi State over the weekend. And Arkansas and Ole Miss, both of them after getting pounded by Bama and Georgia, play each other this weekend. So good football all over the place. But college football is nuts, Johnny. Southern Fried football is totally upside down. And it's made for a lot of folks watching on Saturdays going, man, I don't know what's going to happen next.
That's it. All right, Pack, you are the man. Thanks for keeping us up, man. We appreciate you.
And also one more thing.
All right.
As a Giants fan, I want to congratulate the L.A. Dodgers for winning 106 games, Johnny.
Man.
You know, nobody in the history of Major League Baseball has won 106 games and finished in second place.
Oh,
so let me give a shout-out to all those Dodger fans out there. I hope that you really, really enjoyed the regular season, and America is all rooting for St. Louis Wednesday night to kick them out of the playoffs in the wild card. That's all I got to say. That's it.
How about that, man? That is crazy. And the Yankees and the Red Sox are playing tonight.
Yeah,
just whoever wins that one moves on, right?
That's it. That's exactly right. Red Sox, Yankees tonight. The Braves are in good shape. They take on the Brewers in their series. Giants get the winner of St. Louis. And the Dodgers, of course, America rooting for St. Louis. And, of course, you got Houston and the White Sox. So Major League Baseball, it's on, man. Playoffs in October. You got NASCAR cranking up. College football's nuts. Panthers off to a good start. It's a little bit of everything going on. You got to love October.
All right. Good stuff, Pack. We appreciate you, buddy. Have a great rest of your week, man. Talk to you next week.
Y'all be good.
All right,
you got it.
There he is. He's a man, Mark Packer from the ACC Network, ESPN, and a big old satellite radio. All right, Dan. Well, let's play our wordy word game, shall we? 1-800-BIG-SHOW is your toll-free line across America. Go ahead. Hit the transfer portal. We'll get a couple contestants. You don't even know what that means.
Either. I do not.
Good. I love talking over your head. It's we'll okay. play next. Good morning. It's a Big Show on the radio, rolling to you Tuesday. And our video today is brought to you by the Bank of America Roval 400 this Sunday at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Get your tickets clicking on the banner when you go to thebigshow.com. It's where you see the video. This custom pickup mod should be standard equipment. See if you agree. And we'll be taking a classic beer request off the wall coming up in minutes. But right now, let's do it.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
They play the wordy word and a wordy word. Let's meet the contestants. We got Debbie from Strawberry Plains, Tennessee. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we got Wayne from Boiling Springs, South Carolina. Good morning, Wayne.
Morning.
Morning. All right, y'all. Welcome. Wayne, you're on Team Tater and Randy. Debbie on the John Boy and Billy side. We'll do two rounds, 30 seconds each. Good luck to y'all. Let's see who's going to grab the big old prize pack this morning. So, Wayne, you relax. Me and Debbie will go for our first round. All right. Debbie, are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm going to put them right in your head. Baby, shout them out. Start the clock now. The country with all the kangaroos.
Australia.
Yeah. All right. This guy will pull a rabbit out of his hat.
A magician.
Yeah. All right. You put this. This is like a pickle thing. Some people put it on hot dogs.
Relish.
Yeah. All right. Tom Blank, a real short guy. Tom. Also.
Tom.
Yes. Yep. What? Yep. Yeah. All right. Okay. Cake Blank. You need this to bake a cake, and you lick the bowl.
Pan. Cake batter.
Yes. All right. Good work, Debbie. Put a five on the board. All
you
right.
went with Tom instead of your own hand.
Yeah, I know.
That's weird, isn't it?
I can't control my brains. I know. All right, Wayne and right. Tater for their round one. Are you ready, Wayne?
I'm ready.
And go.
Your mom would say, be sure to eat your blank.
Vegetables.
If someone punches you in the arm, this will develop.
Bruise.
If you rhymes with it, you go on a big ship.
Cruise.
Rhymes with it, you hit this button on your alarm clock.
Snooze.
Uh-huh. Rhymes with it, this is another name for alcohol.
Booze.
Rhymes with it, kind of a jazz singing kind of thing. The what? You're singing the what? It's a color.
Blue.
Uh-huh. Rhymes with it, you light this on dynamite.
Deep.
Oh man!
He has some easy rhymes put together. Oh, yeah. Goodness sakes. Yeah, all right. Seven on the board. Good work there, Wayne.
Wayne, you know, that's a record for me.
Right. It apparently has nothing to do with her particular skill set. It has everything to
do with you, Wayne.
The easiness of the words.
All right. Well, here we go. Debbie, we are behind by two going into round two. You are with Billy. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah, it looks like we're still rhyming.
Yeah.
Ready, go.
In a race, the opposite of win is what?
Lose.
Yeah.
There you go. This is a game you play on a court with two big hoops at the end of the court. Michael Jordan, famous for playing.
Basketball.
There you go. The meal you eat at the middle of the day is?
Lunch.
Yeah.
Yep, if you don't know the words to the song, you do this. There you go. A to Z are the letters of the what?
Alphabet.
Yep, well, let's see. You might use this to dip ice cream out into a cone.
A scoop.
Yes.
All right. Well, good work, y'all. Put a 6 on a 5, a total of 11 for Debbie. So Wayne and Randy, 4 will tie.
Mm-hmm.
5 will win.
Yeah, boy.
Table is set. We know Wayne has got the goods.
He's a player.
Let's see what happens. Ready, Wayne, and go.
This is the part of a bird that lets it fly.
Wings.
Yes. This is something, oh boy, that they made movies out of them. They turned in, they were one thing and they turned into something else. They were toys. They were toys that turned into giant robots.
Transformers.
Yes. Yeah. All right, so this is the shiny yellow stuff that's worth a lot of money. It's very heavy.
Gold.
Yes. This was the drummer for the Beatles.
Ringo Starr.
That's right.
Tied up.
This winter, spring, summer, these are what?
You got a four that tied it up. That means we go to overtime.
All right, still anybody's game. All right, extra 30 seconds. Debbie, you and Billy, how's it going on? Y'all take the first 30. All right?
Okay.
Okay. Debbie and Billy, ready, go.
Summer, spring, winter, fall are different what?
Season.
Yep. Let's see. This is the guy that presides over the courtroom with the gavel. He's
judge.
The judge. Yep. You might drink a glass of this. It comes out of a cow.
Milk.
Yep. Let's see. He goes into space. He's an
astronaut.
Yep. You might do this on top of the water. Hopefully, if you're in the water, you're doing this or you'll drown.
Swimming.
Well, yeah, but you're
floating.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Let's see. Another name for diamonds and rubies is.
Gemstones.
Oh, no. Okay, so a five for Debbie in her extra 30 seconds. All right. Wayne, who would you like, Randy or Tater?
Oh, you and Tater had it going on. You got to go.
Tater, Randy didn't do something.
See?
Oh, wow.
Right. Didn't really have to talk him out of it.
No, that's all right, I know. All right, here we go. Tater and Wayne. Mm-hmm. Five will force double overtime. Six will win. Ready, go.
He got kicked in the family.
Uh-huh.
This is there's north and south of this country. It's
America.
No, what's his name? Kim Jong-un or whatever is the leader.
Korea.
Yeah. Walt Blank. It's a park. Walt. Yes. Party foul. Your beer goes in this and keeps it cold.
Mug.
No. Like 12 of them.
Cooler.
Uh huh.
Oh, you got a 4-1 short. Debbie wins in overtime.
Yay!
She's happy about it.
That was close.
Yeah, Wayne, you sure were, buddy. We know you can play, and you can try again anytime, all right?
Hey, I appreciate it, and I just blame my downfall on Billy. It's all his fault.
Oh, what?
All right. Yeah, that'll work.
Yep, I'll take it for everybody but me.
All right, Wayne, have a great day, buddy. And Debbie, Strawberry Plains, you gonna get your address and jacket. We'll get that prize back to you. Good game.
Thank you.
All right. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Time for the classic bit request of the morning. And we got Phil Morgan from Charlotte, North Carolina. Phil says, was telling my son and young co-workers about the Clank Clank Man that would call in on Open Line Friday.
I'm guessing they didn't believe him.
Phil says, would love for them to, quote, experience that.
That's a good word for it. Yeah.
All right, we'll do it, Phil. Gather your boy and young co-workers around. Get ready to experience the Clank Clank Man. Coming up next. Tuesday morning, Big Show's on the radio. Classic beer request. Long-time listener Phil Morgan out of Charlotte, North Carolina. All right, well, says boy and young co-workers to experience the Clank Clank Man right now.
I'm guessing they don't really believe it.
We're sorry.
Really did. He would call in and right. Go clank, clank.
Mm. And, come on now. It was more than just that.
Well, kind of.
Did he ever actually reveal his identity? I know a lot of people claimed to be him.
Yeah, well, he said that he was actually one of these, like a worker spy or something like
a think tanker.
Yes, yeah, worked for some
that's
kind
what
of
I remember that
a think
too.
Tank yeah. that did work for the intelligence community.
Yeah, that's what I remember.
Yeah, so like
that. And see if you hear intelligence community coming out of here.
All right, well, here we go.
The Comedy Cave, Charlotte's hotspot for rising stand-up comedians, invites you to spend the weirdest night of your life. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's the Clank Clank Man live in concert.
Clank, 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 clank. Clank, 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 clank.
The Clank Clank Man, one of the hottest young comedians on the circuit today, kicking off his What the Heck Is He Talking About tour. You may not have seen him on Carson, Letterman, Showtime, or HBO, but he did get on the air on the Home Shopping Channel once, and he's made over 89 appearances on John Boy and Billy's Open Line. The Clank Clank Man, this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Comedy Cave inside the Bates Motel on Old Pineville Road. For reservations, call 570-9739.
This is us wrapping up the broadcast. That means the podcast is next. The John Boy and Billy's Late Risers podcast. Every weekday. Don't miss a minute of the Big Show. That is set up easy for you. Just go to thebigshow.com and you subscribe to it. And then every day when Randy puts it up, it'll automatically download. You'll have it. You're ready on your way home when you get home after work. Hey, relax with us.
Well, the internet was having a whole lot of trouble yesterday. Facebook, Instagram, who knows what all's going on. So if it's delayed, it ain't my fault today. I'll just tell you up front, because people start yelling right away at me.
Right.
Come on, stupid Randy!
Sorry. All right. It's like they know you.
Yeah, they are.
we do have a lot of people that known us over the years.
It's okay.
All right. So, okay, well, let's see what happens with that, right? Okay, then. Well, let's make way, Billy. Take it on.
Bitbox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at thebigshow.com. Anytime's a perfect time for John Boy and Billy's Southern Sweet Tea, y'all. Stock up at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B Stuff by phone, 800-471-STUFF. Online services by AnimeInc.com.
All right, y'all. Hope you have a great rest of your day. We'll be back at it on tomorrow. Celebrate Hump Day. We love you and we mean it.
Kill the power! I can't take it any longer!